Yep.
You want to give us a 50-yard countdown, Joe?
2, 3, 1.
49-yard count.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show! All right,
that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Yeah, I got to put on my good sweatpants.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. Yes, I do.
Showtime!
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that'll link it bad. For the streaming, go direct to DLFGS.org. And IRC channels at LinuxTech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 851 of the Linux Sling Tech Show for the 1st of April 2020. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Surviving the apocalypse, baby.
Yeah, we have Joel.
From Central Ohio, home of Wine with the Wine.
We have Fly Rich.
From the Hughes Compound Southern Command.
And we have Joe.
Still at the house.
Good. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a thing.
And he wants a burrito with heft.
Well, if you're going to eat a burrito, you
and should regret
it when you're done.
And just throwing out a happy birthday to Alan.
Yes, happy birthday, Alan.
But he is
happy
1 year older.
Happy birthday, Mr. Metzler.
And Joel is going to be 1 year older on Saturday?
Yes, sir. And I'll have to go pick up my steak from Texas Roadhouse. That's what I want.
All right.
That's what I want. 6 ounce sirloin, loaded sweet potato, and green beans. Sounds delicious.
Oh, okay, wait. What's a loaded sweet potato? I know what a loaded potato is.
Loaded sweet potato is like a baked sweet potato with a whole bunch of stuff I really shouldn't eat, like caramel sauce, marshmallow, you know.
Oh,
so it's basically candy.
It's like
it's dessert.
Take the healthier alternative to a baked potato and make it unhealthier than a loaded baked potato, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
it's like those taco salads that have like 4,000 calories.
It's delicious. And, you know, it's, like, not something I eat every day, so fuck it. But, Sunday, we celebrated my son's 21st birthday.
Oh, that's excellent. What'd you do?
Stayed at home. It was fucking depressing.
How original.
It wasn't that bad. Back when the store, the one good thing is it seems like the stores are starting to get some of the stuff that, with exception of maybe toilet paper, which I'm still ain't figured out, but most everything else is been in stock. But before that, when I went to Sam's Club, like right after we got back from Great Wolf Lodge, they had, well, of course, it's getting close to Easter, so they had hams. So I bought a ham, and I had that in the fridge, and I fixed that for his birthday, as well as some mashed potatoes and some green beans, and I had him pick out a birthday cake, because I figured we weren't going to order one, because there's hardly any reason for us to go all out, because we can't do the bowling party, we can't have family over, and all that, but they did have most of the family either Facebook live video him, or FaceTimed him via my wife's iPad, so he got to talk to at least all of the family that's here in Ohio. My family down in Knoxville, you know, they're there. I know they wish him good, but you know, they're not the most reliable. That's my side, but that's okay. But it was okay, and then I spent the rest of the day screwing around with the fucking floors, which are all done now. The basement, the living room, and the hallway right outside my office here, and our bedroom. Everything's done with exception of the steps, which we have to find the things we want to do with it yet. We're basically looking at, for the steps, they have carpet on them now. They will not when they're done. We're going to probably get Capitread, which is basically like a vinyl kind of laminate that goes over the wooden portion of the tread. It's all finished and all that, so you don't have to, like, you know, paint it or stain it or anything like that. But then we're either going to paint the risers white, probably prior to putting the tread on, because whilst I have to paint the stringer. But then that's an option. Or the other option is they also have a vinyl laminate in a white color that you can put on the risers. So we still have to paint the stringers. I think we're probably going to go with the paint probably for the risers, just because we have to paint the stringer anyway to make it white. So, but then that'll be the end of this round of home improvements, unless we happen to have another problem. But so then the next big project will probably be our master bath. Or air conditioner, not sure which one. I'm hoping to master bath, and it's going to be a while. And then minor projects is I need to do something with the ceiling downstairs. Just because, one, I kind of hate that texture, and then when the kitchen leaked, the texture kind of bubbled up a little bit. So I got to do something with that, yeah. But the flooring is beautiful. It's fucking funny watching a cat fly down, try to run down the hall on that stuff, because they have no grip. It's like watching a dirt track race when they get the runs. You know, the little, I gotta pee from one side of the house to the other at 3 a.m. Haven't seen any of them put the brakes on and slide into the wall yet. I'm waiting for that to happen. That'll be fun. This is all vinyl, wood look, vinyl laminate flooring. Highly recommend it.
Well, I mean, it's not bad. It looks decent.
Yeah, well, it's not like the old wood paneling we had in the 70s, you know? It doesn't look like shit.
Oh, come on. Everybody had that finished basement that their dad did. You know, down there playing with your Evel Knievel. Middle of wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
That's a northern thing, you know, the finished basement thing. You go down south, nobody has basements.
Yeah, it's not such a thing as a basement in the southern command. It's because the basements would be a swamp if they actually had one.
Yeah, the groundwater, right?
Anywho, update from I did want to talk about this on the show today, just because they need our thoughts and prayers.
Oh yes.
But our good friend Link, which I don't know if we share. I'm pretty sure I thought we shared on the show that he's has to give himself dialysis every day.
He has to go for dialysis. Yes.
No, not go. He actually has a machine at home.
He does. I didn't know he had a machine at home.
Yep. Yep. He just has to give himself dialysis every night. He's of course quarantined in San Diego area, and his wife is sick. They think it's COVID-19.
Yeah.
Haven't seen a doctor. She hasn't gotten tested because they're not
her fever hasn't gone above 102, I think. Or
yeah,
she hasn't had a fever above 102.
Yep, that's what he said. So, and as a nice thought that to help him out, because one of the problems that he has is because he's immunocompromised, and she was sick. Nobody could go out to get things, groceries. So, finally able to get a Prime Now delivery, Monday or Sunday. So finally got some food in the house. But as a favor to him and just a thought. Just to show him, hey, I'm thinking about him. I bought him some coffee, and I ordered it yesterday. It arrived today, so I'm really impressed with that. So, and he really appreciated that.
Who'd you order it from?
Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I woke up and this morning I look at my phone and it says your package is out for delivery. I'm like, holy shit, that was fast. I just ordered it yesterday, but. Granted, he lives in California, and they probably have a higher level of Amazon than we do here in Columbus. In Columbus, it was wild. In Columbus, up until like Saturday or Monday, if I wanted to order something from Prime Now, I couldn't get a delivery time at all. Now I'm able to get them at least a day ahead, which is fine in most cases. That it's not like it was, but I think they're starting to return back to what they were before the start of the pandemic. So I did order a few things from them. Like last week, I ordered a Wii Motion Plus remote for the Wii U for Luke, so they can play the Wii. What's the Wii game, the sport game for the Wii U? I think it's the club thing.
Wii Sports, or?
Well, there's a Wii U specific version. I think not Wii Sports Resort, which was like the sequel to Wii Sports. I think this is the
Wii U Sports Club.
Yeah, that's the one. It came on the console, so he finally was able to play that. He kind of likes that. And what's funny is the Wii Motion Plus remote I got, it was brand new, and it looked almost identical to a Nintendo version, but it wasn't actually made by Nintendo. You know, of course, well, because they're not making it no more, so. But that was nice. It was like $25 maybe. It wasn't too bad. But then I ordered some snacks, and I ordered the snacks had the most normal reported shipping time, but I also ordered a part for my drone, the top shell where the battery clips in. For some reason, it developed some chips. It still holds the battery the way it is and flies just fine the way it is, but I figured, let's fix that. So I'm gonna tear that apart. But I bought that, and I bought some gimbal clamps for that, and those all had like dates like well into April, like April 21st, April 15th, but they actually all got here what I would consider normal Amazon time, so, which was good. And then tonight when I go to bed, I'll have brand new sleep equipment to sleep with, because it was my turn, my month to get a shipment. So about every 6 months they'll send me a box full of stuff. So like once a year, I'll get new headgear, and then for the mask, and then at the 6 month mark, they'll send me just the cushions and a new mask.
No, I get a new mask every 6 months, but since they switched the mask type, sadly my mask only lasts about 4 months.
That sucks.
But my old mask, I can still order parts for off of eBay. So.
You can actually order full masks from Wish.com, believe it or not. Granted,
but about the
time
my mask falls apart, I need a new mask, right then. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine is... Well, what's funny is the thing that doesn't wear out as much, which is the hard plastic bits, those I get every 6 months for sure. Like, I'll get a whole new frame and a whole new... multiple cushions. And those parts I get all the time, but the thing that wears out quicker, the headgear, I only get once a year, which kind of sucks, because by the time it's in, I have the straps pulled all the way back to like they go from almost to the back of my head.
Yeah.
So it holds on tight enough so I can get the right amount of therapy.
What are you using, the Quattro?
I used to use that. Now I'm with a Fisher Paykel. I think you call it SimPlus.
Okay.
It's very similar. The Quattro, I would get a lot of leaks with it. The SimPlus is is probably better for those like myself that have a little bit higher pressure. So.
Yeah, my pressure is only like a 10, so.
Yeah, I'm way higher than that. I'm also technically on BiPAP too. So,
yeah.
But I forget. I'll have to check when I get a new machine. This one's I guess this one's 2 or 3 years old. So I'm betting it's probably at least another year or so out before I get a new machine. But
really? How often?
I think they do every 5.
Oh, yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
I got a few years left on mine.
But it's so weird. It's kind of so weird with, I mean, don't get me wrong. When I get tech, like I got my new camera, yeah, I was excited with that. But I also get excited when I get new sleep gear. And I also get excited nowadays when I find freaking toilet paper on the shelf at the grocery store. Oh, Lord, it's been crazy with the toilet paper. I still ain't figured that out. And I heard, did you see on the news, Joe? Toilet paper, a semi-tractor truck full of toilet paper went up in flames in North Texas.
On I-20?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Nice.
Didn't believe it at first because it's April Fool's Day.
That's true.
But it turns out it actually did happen, so...
It's been a very subdued April Fool's Day, and with as screwed up as the world is today, they weren't... It just made it look like they weren't trying when you saw an April Fool's joke today. And the old stalwarts of April Fool's Day in the past are also gone, like a ThinkGeek, they're gone. Well, I guess gone, kind of absorbed by another company, and it's not the ThinkGeek that we had in the early 2000s, that's for sure. Less geeky crap and more mainstream superhero stuff and Star Wars stuff. Don't get me wrong, I like that stuff too, but I miss the old Slashdot t-shirts and stuff they used to have.
Right, yeah.
Not that I even go to Slashdot anymore. Occasionally I'll listen to Geeks in Space, which does it twice a week with Taco.
Commander Taco.
Commander Taco. Chris DeBona is on it. Nate Ostendorp. And some other guy I don't even recognize. He's not Cowboy Neil. He's Rob Rosenboom. I guess he did work on Slashdot probably towards the tail end of when Rob was still there. But it's in my subscription list, but I don't watch it every time it comes out. I really don't watch it. I usually just listen to it. And the nice thing is they are relatively short, so.
Just curious, has anybody's job been impacted by all this is going on?
No, I did hear something about Gannett, though.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to, you know, I know I've mentioned it before, but I work in financial technologies. And have you seen what's been happening to the Dow lately?
Yes.
Yeah, a little volatile.
That's called impact.
Because what is happening where I work is there are, well, we have
the local upper
management are foregoing their pay. Some people are getting pay cuts, and we are having mandatory furloughs starting in April. We're having one in April and one in May of a week. And then they're going to reassess the situation then. But it's
impacting the story I read about Gannett was it's mostly the local newspapers that are impacted, but I assume some of the corporate office too.
Well, I mean, it's across the board in our company, so
right,
you know, it's hard to sell advertising,
right.
You know, for things that people can't do, you know.
Yep.
And everybody's feeling the crunch, you know. So.
Right. I imagine so. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody in the service industry is fucked, pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. There. Well, that's here's the thing that worries me a little bit, although I do believe he's third trick, so it's not too bad. But my nephew works for Walmart. My nephew also lives with my dad. So he doesn't live with his parents anymore. He moved in with my dad. So in one way, I'm glad that he's there to keep an eye on him. Another way, I'm kind of scared that he's there because he could be bringing back the virus to him. Now, granted, my dad's also still working at Sam's Club. So he's
You know what? I guess you probably don't need to worry too much about, you know, your cousin or whoever, because right. Your dad's still out there working. Man, that's tough.
Well, the upside is that he's not, like, working out on the floor. He's working in the deli cooking chickens. So he's not, you know, he's in a very clean area that they regularly bleach down and stuff just because they have to already. But, you know, still he's in the store where, you know, people are shopping and stuff, you know. I will tell you this, if you go to, I can't recommend Sam's Club more, especially in this time, especially since, as far as I know, it's in every club, but they have Scan to Go, where basically you don't have to go through the line up front. You just scan it with your phone, you pay for it on your phone, you scan the 3D barcode on it, and then they scan something in your cart to make sure you're not ripping them off, and then you walk out. So you literally don't have to be closer than 6 foot to almost anybody. You know, you will occasionally, just because that's just the nature of stores. But
unless you're buying cigarettes.
Yes. Or also, like, if you went and bought, like, anything, like, I forget what the actual limit is, but, like, if you want to buy, like, a TV at Sam's Club, you pretty much got to go through the register. Can't just use that and scan to go. But the normal stuff that I run there to get, like, you know, eyeglass wipes, and I get coffee there. I get meat I'll get occasionally there, milk, and, you know, like, stuff to wash my clothes and stuff with. That stuff, you know, that stuff is all stuff that, you know, as long as I'm under $200 or $300, it's not a problem. I just pay for it right in the app and go. It's really nice. And I know some stores, like the store we'll go to next door, which is Meijer, which is a local a grocery store. It's actually still family owned. It's not owned by a parent company, and they have stores in Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan is where they started, in Indiana. Those stores have stopped letting you use the reusable grocery bags. So basically it's all plastic now again. And the reason is because they don't want people bringing their filthy bags in with them. So, I just got a Facebook message from our friend Link. Michelle's feeling a bit better today, and she has no fever today.
That is a load.
That is good news.
Well, hopefully, you know, keep your fingers crossed, man. Especially, I still want him to get it.
Yep. Well, I'm with you on that. So, I mean, we got a couple weeks out probably until they're going to be in the clear. But still, I mean, luckily, they both can work at home. So that's not a problem. Same thing with us, too. We're both working from home. My wife's job, well, technically she has two. Because she's also a quote-unquote aide for Luke because he's got his disability. She actually gets paid for that. And last week, they sent her this weird thing that she has to do before she starts every shift, where she's supposed to take her temperature and go to this website and says, oh, I don't have a temperature today, and stuff like that. And she emailed the supervisor for that one and said, I live with my son, and he's the one I do the work for. This is kind of pointless for me. But Anyway, but you know, so that you know, we technically are just fine with almost everything. Yeah, about the biggest thing I miss right now is going to my church on Sunday and having a service. We the service that we use for streaming kind of failed miserably as a whole bunch of rookies are getting on and paying for the service so that they can stream their services for the first time. So Sunday was a complete crap fest. They couldn't get anything. I mean, even though we had it pre-recorded, he was just remotely logging into the church PC that runs that and starting the stream normally just by playing the video right in the vMix software. Crap, it just didn't work. So I suggested to him this week, if he wants my help, just if it's pre-recorded, send it to me. We'll do a Facebook Live premiere and a YouTube premiere at the same time and skip Boxcast, which is our normal stuff, just because it's just been crazy. And other things too, like YouTube's been throttling video. You can still select the higher quality video, but like the default's like either 480 or 280, I think now. So, and more technical in nature, couple concerns. Zoom, which is seeing massive growth thanks to this, because everybody and their brother, company-wise and church-wise and everything, is using Zoom for meetings. There are some privacy concerns with Zoom. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yep. And a possible vulnerability, too.
Privacy concerns? Vulnerability?
What are you going to do at this point, Zoom though, right? School.
Yep. Well, the vulnerability was they could actually get your Windows credentials.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did they do that?
That's a good question.
How the hell did they let something like that? Like, how? That's... Who opened that back door?
I think it has to do with, you know, somebody sending a link that can give the person who clicks on the link your credentials or something.
Wait a second. Is this one of those things where it's a payload set up somewhere else and you have to, it's not like, it's just because Zoom has like a chat feature on there that you can send a link to? I mean, you can say
yeah, I think it's probably IRC what it is.
Then too, couldn't you?
Oh, of course, but I'll see if I can find a vulnerability. Security bug lets attackers steal Windows passwords. And actually, from ThreatPost, 2 Zoom zero-day flaws uncovered.
Well, more people using it, huh? There we go.
Yep, the attack vectors.
So I guess we'll be seeing an update in the next day or so.
I mean, our company uses the heck out of Zoom.
Yeah, no, that's what we use too.
And I have to see if I can find the one that it was shared by our good friend John Watson. Of what is it? The Jack Attack.
So wait a minute. So the vulnerabilities require that the attacker has physical access to the victim's computer.
Yeah, it's not a very good one, is it?
I mean, I guess at that point, you know, really. If they have physical access to your computer,
yeah, kind of later.
Yeah,
already,
physical
anyway.
Access is king.
I think you know the zero day exploit in Zoom is maybe not the most problematic situation there, but I hope that they do patch it. Not that it's not an issue, but
yeah, the other one was probably more. returning. Oh, there's a lawsuit. Zoom illegally sold personal users' personal data. Zoom accused in lawsuit of improperly sharing user data with Facebook.
Wow, what is this? You're sending me more links.
Yes, I am.
I should copy these links into the IRC.
You don't need to. I already did.
Oh, well, I copied one in there.
Yeah. And then if you stayed in...
I like to execute my Zoom sessions from Facebook. That way I know they're working together, right? Sorry, you were going to say, Joel.
I was going to say, even worse news, there's been yet another... Another
Corona.
Breach. No, Corona, you don't sneeze with Corona. You have a dry cough, okay? Anyway, there's been another breach at Marriott, affecting over 5 million people.
Why not? Hey, people got time now to just sit around at home and crack systems.
Well, actually, this happened between now and January.
Oh, wow.
So, like, for example, in Marriott Bonvoy is their frequent, their hotel program, which I am a member of. And the last time I stayed in a hotel was last year for Southeast Linux Fest, because Sheraton's owned by Starwood Group, which also owns Marriott.
And now so, we could all stay at Marriott hotels on your account, right?
No, actually, they have a really, of course, and this is the thing I don't get when these companies like Marriott have these issues, is they'll set up this website so that you can go see if you're affected, but then the website's not even owned by them and looks sketch too, and it's like, okay, but... Actually, I'm seeing another video, too, about Capital One, too, which that one's more concerning because that one could affect me, too, because I have a Capital One card.
Who's in your wallet, Joel?
I know, right? No one knows.
Gotta love it.
Protect your shit.
So, exposed information may include names, addresses, emails, phone numbers, and birthdays. So that means they have your email address and then your security question as to whether it's your birthday or your name, right?
Yep.
I'm very thankful the security on my systems, because I just got a warning from the Linux Link today about an account suspension.
Was your situation seen?
It said that my email account will close instantly today because of 99.9% data usage, and that I need to
on your own email server.
Yeah, and
right?
I need to click and verify my email account to stay active now. Whoever is looking out for me, I'm thankful.
Actually, the Capital One breach was
you
last
clicked
year.
It already, right?
I was just about to. The link goes to positiveparfume-ru.com.
You should click it twice.
I click it once for each person on the show. That way I know I'm extra.
Like, awesome.
Extra secure. Yeah, I got to renew my domain.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got to do that tomorrow.
Oh, you really got to redo it tomorrow?
No, it's on the 6th.
But
tomorrow's payday, so I'll just do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow's payday. You get paid on the 2nd?
You get paid on a Thursday. I usually get paid, see, the weird thing about the credit union I'm part of, like, typically you get paid on a Friday. But they, like, the transaction goes through either on a Wednesday or a Thursday. So I sometimes I'll get my paycheck on a Wednesday. Sometimes it'll be a Thursday.
That's I think it has to do with when they transmit it. I used to be intimately involved with that when I worked at the college. Up until they switched from the mainframe to colleague, my department actually was responsible for transmitting it. But once they made that transition, that was no longer in IT's hands. So other than being able to provide them the file, which we did, that's all we had to do. We weren't responsible for transferring it. So, which was great from my standpoint. But because of that, though, we still knew when they were when they would transmit it, and depending on when the pay, like if the pay date actually hit, well, if it hit on a weekend, you always got paid the Friday before. But if it hit on a Monday, then usually it would show up in my account on Saturday. So, I got to the point where I knew when that would happen every time, just because, you know, direct deposits, that's how it works. But, as far as I know, nobody's been really, at least in my family, has been impacted by it. Although, like I said, I think the closest person I know that may have had it is Link's wife. So.
Oh, you're back on. I thought you were talking about Marriott breach.
Anything? Well, yeah, the Marriott breach. I have no idea. I'm not going to ask anybody. Did you stay at Marriott? No. Yeah, actually, I know my family did stay in Marriott. Nobody did. But I would have before anybody in my family. Because they usually try to stay at a Marriott if it's possible. Now, down in Lake Mary, when I go down there, trying to remember. The first time I went down there, I stayed at I think at a Marriott. But then last time I went down there, I stayed at Hampton Inn. And then next time my plan is to reserve a room at the Westin, which is a little bit closer to the office down there. But when they were in Maitland, I stayed at a Homewood. Actually, the Homewood Suites are nice if you've never been in one of those. So, but I'm telling you what, when this is over, I'm planning on doing something, man. It might not be a Linux Fest or anything like that. It might be the fam going somewhere again, but I'm okay with that, too.
Dude, it got nuts here this past week.
That's what I've heard about Virginia, anyway.
Like, I go running in the morning, and I see the same maybe half a dozen to 10 people on my run that I've seen the past 2 years. And this has been really hard on my daughter, the youngest one. So I was like, Sunday. Like, we'll take it for a little walk. We'll go on a little adventure. And we had done it the week before, and it was, you know, there weren't a lot of people around. We went through the inner fort. We were going to go out towards the beach area. And, there were a couple people in the inner fort. I went through. We got on the other side of the inner fort, walked out the moat. And the beach area looked like it was a summer vacation. There were people everywhere over there. And I was like, oh, hell no, we ain't going anywhere near that.
Yep.
We just turned around and went back home. I was like, oh my goodness. There were people like, and you know,
everybody had the same thought as you. They can't go to the mall. They can't go to the store other than a grocery store or a hardware store.
Yeah. Because, like, I was the week before that, there was people around, but it wasn't anything like that. We didn't go to the beach either. But, and, you know, when I was out running the morning before that, there was nobody. There's nobody in the morning, around in the morning. So, but, man, it was packed. They finally, like, and every day there was people down playing basketball in a basketball court. So I was thankful that yesterday they pulled up and took the basketball nets down. I was like, thank goodness.
Oh, that's going to prevent people going to use the hoops.
Yeah, they came and took it. I'm like, why? Like, there's a police station. I'm like, why don't they just chase the people out? They didn't even bother chasing them out. They just took the nets away. They're like, yeah, try and play basketball now. There ain't no nets. And I was like, oh, that was a relief.
Right. But the one thing I'm not getting is, and let's see, no Rich right now, so I was going to ask him, he probably hasn't turned his printer on yet, but there's been lots of people 3D printing crap to take to hospitals, and I'm like, do they really want it?
Yeah. That's a good question, because, like,
do they really want a PLA printed or with a mask with some unknown material for the filtering material in it? Do they really want that? And that's what the 3D printing community is. Let's print masks. We'll fix it. And I'm like, yeah, but how many of them are the hospitals are just going to take it and look at it and say, oh, thanks, and then chuck it in the garbage? Now we'll say this. I did see, like, on 3D Printing Nerd where the guy printed frames and made the guy who runs 3D Printing Nerd, Joel Telling, also happens to have a laser cutter. So he was able to laser cut the acetate for making the surgical shields. Yeah, and he actually knew someone personally that worked in a doctor's office or something like that, and gave one to her or something like that, you know.
Well, weren't there those guys over in Italy that were able to make that part for the ventilator?
Yeah, that actually was a true thing, and they first prototyped it on a regular FDM, but then they printed it on a sintering SLS printer, which is a lot more robust. And not as, you know, didn't have any of the issues that a FDM printer would have. So a whole lot safer. You know, they're not the layers on that is so small, it's not gonna, you know, it's gonna be a lot better. But I keep running into that stuff and think, yeah, how. They're getting excited about it, you know. And another thing that also kind of ticks me off a little bit is some of the ham radio community. They're like, "Oh, it's our time to shine," and blah blah. I said, "There's no breakdown of communications, none whatsoever." All right, what are you gonna do? What's the use of having a COVID-19 net? Oh, I don't know. We can be. I'm like, no. There's no use for it.
Gives them something to do.
I guess. I mean, that's the thing, you know. We took social distancing seriously as amateur radio operators. You know, a lot of people call amateur radio the first social network, and I'm like, well, I wouldn't call it a network. But, yeah, I mean... But it's like, I'm like, what are you going to do? I mean, in COVID-19, what are you going to do? You know, in a tornado or a hurricane, I get it. You know, in a fire situation where maybe a fire hits a major communications building or something like that, that I get, you know. But for this, not really, you know. Yeah, I will say this: an interesting tidbit has happened, and I'm trying to see if I can find out what VEC it was. VEC in amateur radio is called Volunteer Exam Coordinator, and basically, back in the day, the federal government, the FCC specifically, like way before I got my license, you used to have to go to an FCC office, and you know, a regional office or something to go take your test, and you'd pass it there, and then you know, weeks later they'd send you a print copy of your license. Well, in the 90s sometime, I forget exactly when, they switched to what they call a volunteer exam court. It's actually could have been before that, but mostly in the 90s they switched to what they call this volunteer exam coordinator kind of deal, where basically a group like the ARRL or W5YI, which happens to be who Gordon West, WB6NOA, that's who he works with. And they basically handle detesting for the FCC and then send all the paperwork in to the FCC. Well, because, you know, well, COVID-19, you can't really assemble and have your normal test sessions because that will put people at risk. As of now, and it's actually been legal for a while for them to do fully online testing, and that's actually happened, where you can take your ham radio test online instead of in a room full of people. So I'll have to go see if I can find a link on it, but I thought about time, and I think, and that's the one thing I think is going to come out of this whole situation of people being thrown at working at home. I think you're going to see office spaces shrink. They may still maintain an office, but it'll be essentially a place where you can go for in-person conferences and things like that.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yep. And I think you're going to see it in a lot of things. And it's also going to, I think it's also going to hasten some of the decline of retail. So I think Macy's was laying almost everybody off. So I don't think, you know, there's going to be some, like, especially I think, and this is where I want to say, if you're going to have Grubhub or Uber Eats deliver you something, try to pick a restaurant that's not like a chain, like Taco Bell or something like that. Although I'll admit I did have Taco Bell delivered the other day. But try and find one of your local restaurants, because they're the ones that are going to be particularly hardest hit with this. But there's a man by the name of Cameron Mitchell who actually owns several of higher-end restaurants like Cap City Diner and Cameron Mitchell Steakhouse and places like that. He closed all of his and laid it and furloughed everybody until the end of this. So basically, rather than choosing to actually go into the situation where they can actually deliver, they chose not to do that.
That's a bummer.
Yep. Yep. So I think those, I think the local service industries are going to be hit hard, especially restaurants. Movie theaters are going to be hit hard.
Oh, absolutely. The entertainment industry is going to be hit.
I think Sony has put off their entire summer schedule of movies. So
amusement parks, man. Holy moly.
Well, they'll be fine mostly, depending on where they're at. You know, Disney might be, you know, Disney itself might be hit hard. Maybe like Busch Gardens, they'll be hit hard because they're open longer periods than the ones like up here, like Kings Island and all that. They haven't even opened yet. They won't open until the end of May. So they may not even be affected at all. The cruise industry for sure, though.
Yeah. You know what? I don't freaking get, like, the people who left on the cruise of like the first week of March. I'm like, why would you do that?
Well, it's like I had one of my old bosses who had retired from the college years ago. He and his wife were planning on going to Italy right before.
Well, I hope that they changed it.
Well, they were going to initially change it and go to Ireland, and they changed that too. Now they're just staying home.
Well, I think that's a smart decision.
Now, they did go like a week or so ago. They took the drive from they live in Groveport, Ohio, which is just it's a suburb here, and they drove from there to what their son lives in Colorado. So they drove out there, and I want to say I thought they took his dog or something. I don't know the whole story, but what I do know is was when they were doing that trip, they ended up their daughter's car was parked at their house, and somebody hit her car and ran off, of course, which sucks.
I haven't left the fort in over a week. And that was only like...
I've only gone to stores, to grocery stores, and to Lowe's. I've only gone to the stores once,
and that was over a week ago, and I'm not allowed to leave the fort anymore.
I went to Lowe's several times to pick up things we needed for our home project. Kills and then... covers and stuff like, you know, little shit you forget, you know. But I'm planning on now, since I'm on call, I'll probably tomorrow I'm probably gonna go for a walk, a relatively long walk before I start work, since I don't really have a lot of physical things to do around the house. And then I think Friday I'll probably end up heading over to Sam's Club in the morning before I start work. That way I don't have to go anywhere else. But just because I'll need shit. Well, the wife, my son and Luke, towards the end of my shift, they went to the store to get some things that they could cook, because, you know, I don't get off till 8:30 at night now. this week, so I got at least two more days of that, and then of course the weekend. But when we went to the store, we didn't buy a whole bunch of stuff that they could actually cook. We bought stuff that I could cook. So now Monday morning when I got up, I got my grinder out and attached that onto my KitchenAid and made some ham salad.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things I don't really have a recipe for either. You know, I just grind the meat up, throw some mayo in there, some pickles, usually pickle relish, you know, just squirt a tube of that and some pepper. Don't really need salt. The ham itself is salty, you know, and that's usually it. I just do all that to taste. Simple, quick, easy, and delicious. I'll probably grab another ham too, because right now it looks like we're having Easter dinner here too. Good thing I like ham, but the bad thing is I probably can't find any beans for the life of me.
Canned or dry?
Dry beans is usually what I use for soup.
Okay, yeah, they're a little tough to find around here too. I mean, at least the last time I went to the store, it was tough.
What I might do is order just from get Amazon. Some canned. Well, you can. I might be able to do that, but I might just grab some canned navy beans. Or actually, either navy. I usually use the navy beans or Great Northerns. Usually Great Northerns because they're a little bit bigger than a navy bean. And then I'll make my broth out of the ham bone, because that's the only kind of ham to buy is one with a bone in it. You don't want to buy that pieces parts ham, which is not even as good as Spam. The Spam is delicious. in a weird sort of way. Just like Scrapple is delicious in that weird sort of way. I know Dan hasn't had Scrapple in a while, probably.
You, sir, would be wrong, because I can get Scrapple just down it? Here.
Can you?
I had Scrapple like 2 weeks ago.
Delicious.
The week of my birthday, I had Scrapple.
Scrapple with maple syrup, dude.
I agree with you 100%. That is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can get Scrapple, and I can get Leaven and Bologna. But I
can too.
I can't get Ring Bologna.
Oh, Seltzer's had the most hilarious April Fool's joke this year. vegan Leaven and Bologna.
Wait, was it real or was it just a joke?
Oh, it was a joke.
Because I can see somebody making that.
I could too. It'd be horrible. Because, like, what do you do? I mean, are you smoking? What are you using? Beetroot?
Is there a website for that?
Good question. I want to say probably not, because I think it was only a Facebook thing.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, wait, who was it?
Seltzer's. The one from Palmyra, Pennsylvania. I'll have to see if they actually have a link on to their website. But now, see, I can get Lebanon Bologna, but I can only get regular. I cannot get the sweet variant.
Yeah, I don't see anything on their website.
It's on their Facebook page. Yeah. Well, drum roll, please. There's a healthy portion of folks that have never had Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna products. These folks identify as some version of plant-based eaters, and as such, they have never experienced the smoky tang of an all-beef Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna. But that's all about to change. New for summer 2020, Seltzer's Vegan Lebanon Bologna, where take your fresh crops of turnips, radishes, red beets, and other crisp vegetables, and grinding them together with tofu. And Seltzer's always animal-free spice blend. Then we'll hand-pack its nutrient-dense awesomeness into always animal-free, semi-porous, fibrous casings. And then we'll hang these beauties in our outdoor wooden smokehouse, and there the magic will happen. Consistencies will emerge, flavors will marry, and smoke will permeate. The result will be fantastic, smoky, animal-free rendition of our renowned goodness. This isn't so impossible. Check out for yourself. Look for Seltzer's Vegan Lebanon Bologna soon, and don't forget, get the good stuff.
You know what's really weird? Like, Seltzer's website has no links to their social media. There's no Facebook, really? No Twitter. I'm on their website, and I don't see anything.
They have it. That's the only brand to buy, in my opinion. Because actually, the one I get here is called Penn Dutch Lebanon Bologna, but it's actually made by Seltzer's.
I wonder.
And I've been there too. I've been to the factory. And a good ring bologna is hard to get to. See, when you get Lebanon bologna, what do you put on yours when you put it on the sandwich?
My mouth. So what do I put it on? I mean, lettuce, tomato.
Mayonnaise, maybe.
Yeah, mayonnaise, mustard.
Definitely mustard.
Yeah, I mean,
ooh,
you can eat it just by itself. It's so damn good.
Oh, I know. I can sit there and just, you know, if I got the full stick, I could just sit there and just gnaw on the end of the stick.
I was trying to see, like, they sell, they have it in the deli down here in Food Lion. I can't remember what brand it is, and I don't know. I'm trying to think what other brands of Lebanon bologna there are.
There aren't that many of them, because they bought a lot of them, like Baum Burgers and Penn Dutch and Baum's. They bought a lot of them.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And say one I want to try. I'm on their website. One I want to try. I never even knew they existed, but they have a sweet chipotle bologna. That would be tasty.
Yeah, I recognize Kunstler and I recognize Seltzers. There's another brand. I don't really, Weavers. I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere.
Smoking honey beef roll. That sounds yummy too.
I bet your Greybeard likes a good old Lebanon bologna.
That's good stuff. Might have to grab me a pound next time I head to Kroger's. I've taken like something to try with it. Just take some cream cheese and spread it on it and then roll it up like a little roll up. Oh. Yummy. That's why I did for breakfast Monday. I also just took some of the ham I had in the fridge from that ham and just chopped it up and threw it in with my eggs. And some cheese. Yeah, but one subject that's come up in our Zoom discussions and stuff is, after this is over, what restaurant do you want to go to? Like, to have a meal, to sit down.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy to just go to freaking Rico's Pizza down the street.
There you go. I said Texas Roadhouse or a Chinese buffet, because the Chinese buffets are definitely not open. Because sitting, you know, just, I mean, I can go pick up, and I probably will go pick up some Texas Roadhouse Saturday. But it's just not the same as sitting there when you eat those deliciously warm rolls, and the waitress comes over. You want more rolls? Of course you say yes, right, Dan?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get one round of rolls, and that's it when you pick it up. I guarantee you that's all you'll get. I guess unless they either are generous to make that like a double portion. I guess it's not a bad thing, though, because if they only gave you one round of rolls, you're only going to eat one in addition to whatever you eat in your pickup. They don't deliver. You just go to their website, pick it up. Yeah, I actually heard of some interesting things some of the restaurants are doing to try and stay in business. Like I heard one pizza shop was. Now, granted, pizza shops are probably one of the least affected, but some of them, like the ones that you know where it takes time, like I think Giordano's is probably. I haven't checked to see if they're delivering via Uber Eats or anything like that, but I've heard some where they'll just have all the pieces parts and you can stop there and pick it up, so they'll have the dough all ready to go, and you'll just get that and some pepperoni and some cheese and stuff from them and then put it together. And the one thing that's really awesome, I think, about this, if there is an awesome thing about this, is just how much ingenuity and how gracious a lot of both corporate America and just people in general are. You got a lot of companies that are shutting their lines down to make masks, and Then you got Kroger ordered up 12,000 4,000 pizzas for their 12,000 workers in their stores here. So, and that's just, it's appreciated that these people that are in these grocery stores are staying there so that we can get food and stuff. But after it's all done, I'm not going to go into mad prepper mode, but I am going to start doing more prepping. Because...
what are you going to look into stocking?
Like, I definitely want to get some, like, dehydrated stuff, you know? Like, maybe get a bucket or two of that Weiss dehydrated food, or a box or two of MREs, which, I don't know if you looked on Amazon lately, the price of MREs, but...
whew. Yeah, they've always been crazy priced.
They're even worse now, though.
I'm sure that they are, but it's still been too much for how much food you actually get. And usually when you order on Amazon, you're getting the ones that are really close to their expiration date anyway, for some reason.
Well, not always, because there are companies that actually don't just resell military surplus of those. I'm trying to remember, Black Dog, there's a couple that just make them because they like to, for this kind of reason.
Yeah, but you got to remember, there's also, what, a 5-year maximum shelf life on those?
Yep, it depends. That's why I said I'd start off with one of them buckets. Because I, unlike others, I would actually, every once in a while, like if it's just me or something, I might pop that bucket open and make a meal or something like that. Or if
as long as you send me the jalapeno cheese, we're good.
Peanut butter packets and jelly and stuff like that, just things to keep around the house so that you're not stuck in a situation where you can't go out to the store or something.
Yeah. I just think the time frame you're looking at here, even if you had stocked up, you'd be running out of supplies.
I think the standard, was it 2 months, I think, that the CDC recommended?
There standard is a supply standard. Of what? Medication?
No, food and supplies. How much should you have on hand? The one person who would know this is actually, he already hopped off, and that was Pat.
If I thought it was a month, they had said originally.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, at least you want to have a month or so, I think. And right now, I probably could, but things like that, and I know the one thing that I did notice was my if you buy first aid kits and you either don't use it or haven't used everything up in it, look on the side of the box and on the imprints on some of the medications that are in those. And a lot of times those don't last forever. So you're going to want to go through those and get rid of them because you don't want to take any bad medication. By medication, I mean what's in the first aid kits. There's usually aspirin or Tylenol or something like that in it. And I have 98 prescriptions on almost everything, so...
time is, it's getting close to bedtime.
What do you got, 5 o'clock?
What do you mean? What do I get up at 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? Since I don't have to get my daughter off to school, I've been getting up at 6 o'clock. I still wake up around 5 o'clock, but I get up at six. If I want to get my workout in, you know, I like to keep a regular schedule because.
Yep.
You know, oh my goodness. I'm like working harder now. Like my day is just packed.
Even if you're not working harder though, I think like the worry and stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wears you down.
Yeah, and that's a problem. That's the problem I have is if I'm not filling up my time with something and then I start thinking, that time is just as bad because all of a sudden I'm like, oh my goodness, holy shit. You know, and then all that other stuff. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do when we have to go on furlough. Because I'm like, what am I going to do to fill up that time that I'm not working?
Take extra naps.
Yeah, that might.
Well, you rent your house too, so it's like it's not like you got a whole bunch of home projects necessarily.
Well, we got a lot of gardening going on here. I mean, my wife has a garden in the backyard, in the front yard, in the neighbor's yard, in the community garden.
What you growing?
Well, right now we have potatoes, broccoli, turnips, lettuce, peas. And she's got a bunch of tomato. Well, she's got a bunch of stuff started from seed that's not in the ground yet and won't be in the ground for a little while. And then there's the flower gardens that she has.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff I can, and I'm filling it up, man. Like on the weekends, I'm baking bread for the neighbors. You know, I'm like, hey, here's a loaf of bread. You know, hopefully you don't have to go out as much and save some for other people who don't have access to it. Cause that stuff's a lot, but I'm, you know, I got to watch the flour situation cause I'm going to run low on that eventually. But usually I make 8 loaves over the weekend, give them out to the neighbors and then sourdough regularly and all the cooking I'm doing. But it's just like, I'm starting to burn out. I can feel it. It's like, I'm getting tired. Shit. Because our dishwasher broke the week before, the week before my birthday, the dishwasher broke, and the guy came in because I tried to fix it. I couldn't. He's like, "Yeah, it looks like it's a circuit board. We'll have to get you a new one." And then the office called and like, "We ordered you a new one, but since we're all, you know, no longer in the office and nobody's around, I don't think we're gonna have two people." So I got to wash all the dishes by hand, which, you know, there's that.
And your hands were already freaking dry as hell because of washing them.
So, yeah, my hands are doing all right. It's just, it's a lot of work. It's a lot to keep up with. You know, 5 people in this house.
Right.
The other thing that was concerning me was, like, making sure I have enough food for the animals, too.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't seem to be a problem to get at the store right now, but I don't want to go to the store, you know.
Right.
So I mean, we're stocked up on that shit too.
See, that doesn't worry me too much. Well, the thing that kind of pisses me off is the things that you really should have on hand when you want to go to the store, you don't have easy access to, like a bottle of hand sanitizer. Like if I could get one, I would get a bottle of hand sanitizer and I would just keep it in my car. And then when we got back in the car, just wipe my hands down. We can't even do that, you know. And around here, too, it's not just the hand sanitizer itself that's gone, but like the alcohol and anything that you would need to make your own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. That's
rubbing alcohol is gone.
It's all gone, especially in our cases. Hey, like in our cases where we're living.
But I bet as a substitute, you could go pick up some Everclear from the liquor store.
Yeah, that would probably work.
What is proof of Everclear?
Sweat.
I don't even know off the top of my head.
That was 100%.
So wouldn't Bacardi 151 work? Isn't that? No, that's... Wait, Bacardi 151 is 70% alcohol, though, right?
151 proof.
Hmm.
Everclear is some crazy number. It's bottled at 94.5% alcohol, 190 proof, 189 proof, 151 proof, and 120 proof. So 60%, 75.5%, 94.5%, 95%.
Yeah, 60 or higher. Yeah. 60% or higher on that.
So you just get the 94.5 or the 95%.
Which would be god-awful expensive, too.
Probably.
I'm not that desperate. I'll just wash my hands. I just have to wait till I get home. Now, what they did do at Lowe's, they didn't do this at the beginning of it, but after that, and this is actually a good idea, they actually put some kind of like dividers up. They're jerry-rigged, but it works. You know, a couple pieces of wood, one on each side of the register, and then it's basically chest level, so it's got a whole... so that you can still reach the credit card machine, stuff like that. But from your chest on up, there's a shield. So then they just wipe that down periodically on both sides, and they'll wipe the register and the keypads down just because you got to touch those. So all the more reason to go to a store where they have like a scan-to-go thing. Friend of mine though asked me about she posted on Facebook where she wanted to get money out of the bank so she had cash to spend, but she was afraid about that too, wanting to sanitize her money that she got out of the ATM because cash can be dirty. But the upside, though, in most cases, even if you just wash your hands, you know, when you come home or you know, right before and after you eat, think, you know, more than you usually would wash them, then you're probably going to be okay most of the time. Because some of the stuff I've read, it takes prolonged exposure to it. And like if you just like happen to touch somebody who has droplets on their hands, if you literally have to keep those there for hours, and you actually have to touch your face in order to get it, that's what I've heard. You know, I'm not a doctor, don't take my word for it, but but that's what I've heard, and that's what many of the experts have been saying. So just additional hand washing and stuff is probably going to be the rule of the day.
Joe, I can't get Everclear at the
package store.
The liquor store right down the street, but I can, they have 17 bottles of it in 6.3 miles away. But that's the 151. I guess in Virginia you cannot get the
190 proof.
The 190 proof without a grain alcohol permit.
18.99 for a fifth on theliquorbarn.com. See, your problem is as you're sitting there making your hand sanitizer, you'll take a shot. Make your hand sanitizer, take a shot, then you'll be drunk. You would.
Oh, hell no.
Yo, you wouldn't take a shot of that?
No, I do
it
not
probably
like
wouldn't take more than two shots either at that proof.
No.
That it would probably set my mouth on fire on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that stuff tastes any good.
Oh, I remember my brother was, he turned 21, and we'd already got a keg and all that. Then I found out, and we were planning on having a party. Well, I found out I had to work. All right. And I was young and dumb and never turn down hours, you know? So, and I figured, the party will still be going by the time I get off work, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, okay? Get home, the keg is dry. I'm pissed off. And I want something to drink. Alright? This is back when I drank. Alright? So one of the younger people that attended our party, by younger, I'll say underage, had snuck into their mother and father's liquor cabinet, had a fifth of 151 with them. And a friend of mine took it off him because she didn't want him to kill himself. So she says, "I have this," and I'm like, "All right, let me take that." So I, you know, this is back when that's the only reason I drank was to get drunk. So you know, so I open that sucker up and I just upend that sucker, just trying, you know, do and then I come down practically blowing fire. I said, "That's a little strong. Got anything to cut it with?" So I did find some like high C or something to cut it with that, which was wild. But I still got drunk that night. My brother, though, he was toast. Somebody gave him a bottle of tequila, the good stuff with the worms in it, and put it around his neck and said that he had to take a shot with everybody at the party.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to remember if he ate the worm or not. I know it got emptied. that was when I was really young and dumb. That's back where when I go to a BBS party, there was these things called BBSs that existed before the internet. And there was multi-lined ones here in Columbus. So we go to a party, and when there was a BBS party, I go to the liquor store and buy me a fifth of 7 Crown, and then I get a bottle, a 2-liter of 7-Up, and have 7 and 7 all night. And by the time the night was over, my fifth of 7 and 7 Crown was gone.
You were on the floor, right?
And I was not on the floor, but I was driving home. I was stupid. Luckily, I never got pulled over because I definitely would have blown the breathalyzer for sure. But cause the 7 Crown's not that strong, but still, you drink a fifth in a night, you're going to be drunk. No question.
I just want to mention I was in the military.
Yeah.
Drinking might have been slightly more than a passing hobby for a short time.
Yes. Yes.
I also spent a year in Korea while in the military.
Oh, there you go.
And basically what they called going to Korea was drunk for a year.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as I got older, you know, so say my late 20s, you know, early 30s, my tastes got a little bit more expensive. So I go like for the Goldschlager, schnapps, you know, which was a higher proof schnapps at the time, still is, you know. And if I drank beer, it was something like a Guinness or something a little bit more stout, if you know what I mean.
There you go.
Usually you gotta
start wrapping this up.
But I'm glad I don't do that no more. I'm so glad I don't do that no more.
All right, this is it. So, you have a happy birthday, Joe.
Joe. Thank you, sir.
It's not your birthday, not your Joe, birthday, Joe. But you have a safe week, Joe.
And as I start my 50th year Saturday. My 50th year on this planet starts Saturday.
Good luck and stay safe. Have a safe birthday. But enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Here are
you. Can't go nowhere, so we'll be safe. Yeah. So.
Enjoy your family. Enjoy your home, Joe. At the house.
Yep.
Here are your promos, and we'll see you in a week. Aye, aye. Take it away.
Oh my God. It's Hacker Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Kay Wisher, Honky Magoo 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback at linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Excuse me. So when's your governor's order end for that? Is it May 1st or later? I think it's late. No, it's June 10th, right?
June.
Yeah. Ours is May 1st. But then we kind of started early with that stuff.
We shall see what happens.
Yeah. What amazes me, though, is I've driven past at least one of them, but they have a whole bunch of tents set out in front of Mount Carmel. Well, I guess it's Mount Carmel West, but really it's Grove City's Mount Carmel, which is right off of, you can actually see it from I-71. So you can see the tent. They have a whole bunch of tents set up for like a COVID-19 drive-through testing.
Yeah,
but there's nobody. Nobody's ever in it. You know, you can actually see the staff sitting there, but nobody's in it at all. And I'm not the only one that noticed that. Other people that have, like, a friend of mine. Well, he lives down here, but works up by St. Anne's Hospital, and there's nobody there at theirs either. So I don't know what's going on with that, but
I know they stopped doing it here this week because the labs were like taking 10 days to come back with the results, and it was
more of it. Yep. Battelle Labs up here in Columbus, I think they have quite a few things in the works with this. One is I think they're involved with the 5-minute test for it, and I know they're involved with the program with the FDA to sanitize the mass. So Ohio's really deep into trying to beat this, and I also read an article recently. It was a dude that was on, his last name was Glanville, but he was on a Netflix thing about pandemics, I think. I can't remember the name of the show, but they think they might have a cure for it. So I'm like, get it past FDA. Don't dwaddle.
Well, we can only hope, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I've never gotten a flu shot. I would get a shot for this. For sure. Especially since it's going to be so specific. Because the other good thing about it is it's not mutating, which is a really good thing about it.
It's a single-strand RNA.
Yeah, well, actually, there are two strains. There's a one like an S and a, I think an S and an L, I think. But there's not a lot of difference between the two, and from what I heard, and that the only difference is one of them is the symptoms are worse than the other. But in both cases, whatever. Vaccine or something. If they come up with a vaccine, it can treat both, I think. But it's interesting stuff.
Say goodnight, Joel.
Good night.
All right, there we go. It's already showtime. Wait, did Joel send anything?
I haven't heard from anybody.
Double check the mails.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, how's it going?
There he is.
There he is. Speaking of devil.
What?
I knew you were still alive because I just talked to you yesterday.
Yep. Ooh. Dude, with all the guns and ammo I got, I'll be alive for a long time.
Did you see that video from the Black Rifle Company people?
Nah. You see my April Fool's video today?
I did not. Oh, is that the one you were talking about being at the cactus plants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My wife didn't get it. She's like, oh, okay, he's doing something different. And I'm like, no, that was my April Fool's video. It's like, oh, I only watched it a couple minutes.
Yeah, I watched like a couple minutes of it. I'm like, okay. Hey, I actually went to the range today.
Oh, cool. Yeah, my range, the one I usually go to, has been closing like 4 o'clock, and they're open on a day-to-day basis. DeSantis, I think, said all non-essential block closed, and he didn't think firearms or anything of the like were essential.
Well, the governor up here said no at first, and then they sued him, and then he said yes. Fucking bullshit.
Well, Nikki Fried. So the Department of Agriculture is the one that issues carry permits in Florida, and she won out. It seemed like some voting shenanigans that she actually won out. It was a very slim win, and. She declared she's not issuing any carry permits now. And you get a 30-day extension if yours expired.
The courts are open up here. In New Jersey, they're artificially inflating the gas prices. It should be 20 cents cheaper.
New Jersey's usually the cheapest gas around.
They're inflating the prices on purpose.
There's, like, my local stations are still above $2. There's actually a place, like, if you want to drive 20 miles away, it's $1.63.
My sister's in Louisiana. She sent me a picture, $1.55 the other day.
Yeah, that's right. When I was in Monroe, like, I'd buy gas in West Monroe instead of Monroe because it was, like, a few cents cheaper. And I was going there anyhow.
Well, Sportsman's been pretty good with the ammo. You know, they got cleaned out with all the typical calibers. But if you go on their website, you'll see that they have stuff listed as being backorderable. And
Sportsman's Guide?
Yeah. And if you're a member, you get free shipping all the time. And they had the Russian stuff listed as being out of stock until the end of April, but you could backorder it. And sure enough, like after a week, they shipped. So I got some Brown Bear Soft Point. It showed up a couple days ago.
I shoot so little AK ammo, and The last ammo I bought, I picked up at your house last AKM.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look at my flight log. You know, I am actually looking at it right now because I had like two shipped to you. I had two shipped to Florida. So
that's great. Right.
You know, whatever I got, I think I paid, I think it was like $174 shipped for, you know, Wolf steel case.
$199 for Full Metal Jacket's the average. You know, the hollow points are a little more than they should be. And like I like the soft points. I mean, I'll get Full Metal Jacket just for practice rounds, but for like, for rounds, if I need to kill my neighbors, I get the soft points. Usually brown bear soft points. Maybe silver bear too.
You got to say two-legged predators.
Yes. I love my neighbors. I'm willing to help everybody out. Someone came to my door and asked for help, I would help them.
Well, my neighbor, so, and I'm not dishing on the guy. He's neighbor that I'm friendly with. And not that any of my neighbors are any different. I have all good neighbors. But I associate with this guy more. We go to the range and stuff like that. He's an Iraq veteran. He was like 26 years in between active and, you know, whatever. And I'm like, hey, you want to go to the range? He's like, yeah. Like, he just bought his first AR, and I just, you know, coached him through buying it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I usually buy 1,000 rounds at a time of whatever I'm buying. And he's like, well, if I go to the range, you know, I'm going to be shooting all my ammo. And I'm like, how much ammo you need? You know, he gave a number, and I'm like, well, I'll sell you whatever, you know, you need at pre-catastrophe prices, you know, which I think was like 30 cents a round. I'm like, you know, hey, well, this is what I paid for. I paid 30 cents a round for it, if you want that. So, yeah, I have no problem helping my neighbor in whatever they need, and if it's ammo at pre-catastrophe prices, happy to do it.
That's a funny video I posted. The coronavirus song.
Oh, is it in the
Black IRC? Rifle Company guides?
I'll have to look it up.
Wow, you ready to start the show?
Sure.
Wait, Rich, you didn't say there's a show?
Yeah, I know. I usually say that. I was just excited. I wanted to get to it before Joel barges in. Not too late.
No. There we go.
Just got off work.
Look at that.
There you go.
Busy day.
Yeah, I'm on call this week. And now that the time's changed, everything's moved up by an hour. Moved up. Normally I'd be off at 7:30. For this, and now it's 8:30 because India doesn't change time. There's no spring forward in India. So, anyway, it's been crazy. A crazy, crazy day. Best part is the one incident we had was triggered by them, by the users themselves. So it wasn't us, which I'm fine with.
Right.
Ready to kick this puppy off?
Yeah, it's what is it, episode 851, right? Alan's birthday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He's not here though, and then mine's Saturday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'll be 49.
All right.
Starting my 50th year on this planet.
Fart and dust.